Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for helping me celebrate 14 years of the Small Business Advocate Show and our website and 12 years of the newsletter. Hope you go there to smallbusinessadvocate.com and use that to your advantage. Thank you. Those of you who are, we appreciate that. We're glad you're doing it. And we're glad that we continue to update and upgrade all the things that we offer you there. And it's all for free, thanks to our corporate partners. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We wonder what you think. And one of the people that you can find lots and lots of information on that he's taught us over the years on how to buy and or sell a business, and including how to run a business better, is our good buddy Russell Brown, who's with us right now. Russell's website is BizPricer, BizPricer.com. You can find his software there to help you to determine how to buy or sell your business. Russ, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the challenges that are in evidence right now in the marketplace with selling a business with any kind of financing other than the owner. Russell, is it a good idea? I mean, obviously nobody wants to sell a business and take back 100% of the purchase price. I mean, the buyer's got to come up with some kind of a down payment, don't they?
Right. Under any scenario, the buyer has to somehow come up with some part of the down payment.
How much?
But you know, well, it depends on how you're going to do it. I mean, if it's strictly all seller financing and the seller's going to just take his note and sit back and collect on it himself over the time period, then it can be up to, you know, he can take up to 90% or you know, typically.
Wow.
You know, you've got to get enough money, though, to cover the closing costs and things like that. So if the seller is willing to take essentially no cash out in his pocket other than cover his selling costs and then set up a stream of income, you know, for his retirement years, you know, that's where you can get up to 90%. Now, that's few and far between. But the one thing I want to say is, you know, because we're such an entrepreneurial nation and you know, and for every problem, we seem to leap right in there and find a solution to it. You know, speaking of the business world, by the way, only,
mm-hmm.
not
right.
politics.
Exactly.
So what's grown up now, there's a whole new little industry grown up, and that is the industry of buying business seller financing notes.
Wow.
And a whole, yeah, and it's amazing. It's exploded. And now, of course, they've got their own underwriting rules. They've got rules
right.
about, you know, what they'll buy and all of this, you know, and I can give you a few of them if you like. But they're typically looking for a 20 to 30% down payment on the part of the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be approximately, again, this is all, you know, everything's variable, but approximately a 24% cost to the seller, you know, a discount of the
right.
note value to, for
now,
them.
Now,
for
is this,
these
do they,
independent
co- do they come
companies.
In at the... Do they come in at the closing, or do they come in after the transaction has been made?
It's after the transaction, and I'll tell you why.
So let's make sure we get everybody positioned right. So what you're saying is I sell you, I got $1 million business, you give me $200,000 down, and I take back $800,000 in paper, and then I go contact these secondary financing groups, and they buy my paper from me, and they become your new creditor?
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
And for that $800,000 note that I take back from you, they're going to give me, say, $600,000 for it.
Roughly correct, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Right, go ahead.
Can be more.
Go ahead now.
Can be more. All right. So the point is that this turns out, when they've run the numbers on this, we see that if you have the strong seller financing involved in the sale of your business, you're typically going to get roughly 20% higher selling price on the business.
Right. Yeah. If the more paper you take back, the more you get your terms, you get your price, right?
Absolutely. And so now now taking a 24% haircut on the sale of that note doesn't look so bad, because you get 20% more in the sale of the business.
Right. Right.
So if I came in
with an all cash deal, and I gave you you might take $800,000 for the business instead of $1 million. You might have already taken that discount yourself, and all you're doing now is giving that discount to the and the person who pays the bill is the one who needed help with the financing to start with. So if you don't have all the money, you're going to have to pay a premium for the business. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's how it works, and it is working. And this is happening all across the country now. And
do you know how people can find those groups that buy these things? Is there a website? Is there an industry that we can send them to?
Yeah, just go on Google. Google it. If you put in business seller finance notes,
okay,
you're going to find several. There's one named Charter. Right.
Do your due diligence, folks. Please do your due diligence.
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I haven't done Cascade Capital.
Right,
you know, there's a lot of these franchise note buyers.
Right. Russ, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for 14 great years. I appreciate you, buddy.
You're very welcome, Jim.
Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.